Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
The Kim Potter trial, well underway. Moving quickly, Dina Winter from the Minnesota Reformer was in the courtroom yesterday as a pool reporter, and she joins us this morning. Good morning, Dina.
Good morning.
Your reaction to what you witnessed yesterday, a lot of focus on the difference between a firearm and a taser, right?
Right. And as a layperson, like probably many of the jurors are, I guess it was kind of interesting for me. I don't know anything about weapons, really. And so it was interesting to see the actual, you know, gun that Kimberly Potter had that day, and then the taser also, and her belt that everything is in before, you know, this happened. And so they actually brought those out in the courtroom, and you could see the difference between them, and they were trying to show how different they look, how much difference there is in weight, even the color of them, how they function. So it was interesting. And at one point, the prosecutor almost pulled a O.J. Simpson scene where he was going to try to let the jurors handle them, and the judge stopped him from doing that, though. So, but it was interesting to see the difference in the two, you know, not being a gun person.
Yeah, and I don't know much about tasers, but apparently the taser that Potter used that day, you report at the Minnesota Reformer, twice as heavy as her firearm. That surprised me. I did not know that.
I think the gun's heavier. I'll have to go back and look at my notes. One of them's twice as heavy as the other one.
Yeah.
But you know, I think the point is, how could you possibly mix these two weapons up? They're just, everything about them is so different. But I guess I'm not a cop, and I think that in the heat of the moment, I'm sure we, you know, I mean, I screwed up last week as in my job. You know, I was also pool reporter Friday, and you have to get back to the courtroom. You have to go two floors away to write your dispatches and then run back to get to the courtroom. For some reason, they won't let you send an email from that floor. And I was 1 minute late and got locked out of the courtroom, and I thought, well, you know, at least in my job, nobody dies if I make a mistake. I would not have any idea what it's like to be a cop and what that pressure's like.
No, and I'm, you know, the defense setting out to show, you know, milliseconds, split-second decisions, we all make mistakes. That was a, you know, obviously a massive, deadly mistake. But what is the defense setting out to prove? What is the prosecution setting out to prove to try to convince the jurors one way or the other?
Well, the the prosecution is trying to make it look like it was negligence and just, you know, really unfathomable negligence, you know, from a layperson's perspective, I'm describing that, and that, you know, how in the world could you make that mistake, and also that, not only that, but that when, you know, his car then shot off and ran into another car and hit this elderly couple and did some damage to especially the man in that car, that there was also other damage that was caused as a result of her actions. But then the defense is trying to, they're definitely focusing on little things like there was marijuana in Dante Wright's system, and he's the one that was driving the car when it hit that other car, and so it's a little bit surreal to see, you know, prosecutors. I've covered many other trials, and you usually see the prosecutor and the police working together, and it's so topsy turvy in this case and in the Chauvin case, where the prosecutors are working to put away a police officer. It leads to surreal situations, like where the judge will sometimes admonish the prosecutor that this is your witness, you know, like you'll have a cop testifying and they'll start talking about, well, you know, she was justified in using deadly force. Sometimes their witness said that, like on Friday, and then the judge will be like, wait a minute, this is your witness. You know, it all gets very topsy-turvy. An interesting case for sure.
So the county medical examiner said that Wright died of a single gunshot wound to his chest, not survivable. He lost apparently half of the blood that was in his body. And you write that Dante Wright's mom, Katie Bryant, did not attend during the morning. There were, what, autopsy photos shown in the courtroom, and she said, I have no words. Anything more you can elaborate on that and the possible impact on the jurors?
Yeah, the first segment yesterday was a lot of autopsy photos, and she was not in there for that. There was one representative of the Wright in the seats for the Wright family. At that point, I think it was a reverend or a clergywoman, she said. But then Dante's mother did come for other portions yesterday then, and the autopsy photos, I don't know what was shown on TV, but you know, again, it's not, it wasn't as bad as I anticipated. You know, I'm not having seen, you know, it's not what you see on TV. It's not, you know, some of the photos, there's a lot of blood, but it's really kind of amazing how, you know, it's never what you see on TV. But yeah, when I asked her about it, you know, she said, I have no words about the trial overall so far. It can lead to situations, though, in the hallways where I've noticed the deputies seem to be trying to keep the two parties apart. You know, when her family's waiting in the hallway, I was talking to her, and then Kimberly Potter and all her defense team and her family members were walking forward. The deputies made Katie Bryant move down. I thought a little gruffly, like, scoot down, you know. And this is the mother of a 20-year-old kid that died, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, but it's kind of interesting how they're trying to make sure, you know, nothing happens, I would assume, you know, keep a good distance between them. But in the courtroom, there's only like one seat between the two families and a deputy sitting in it.
Okay.
So,
well, Dita Witter from the Minnesota Reformer, we sure appreciate the firsthand observation and your perspective. Thanks for joining us today on CCO.
You bet.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. and someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money, and most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you
it's
get your
reality
podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.